Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Hello, it's Peter Guest, and I'm here with the Moose for another episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast covering French League One games for the 25th to the 27th of October 2024. And you can see all the details for the matches we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website, footballpredictions.net, alongside fixtures from just about every other football competition in the world from A to Z.
Yes, and on our website, it'll show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels plus video streaming services, as well as match odds from local bookmakers and latest team news.
And look in the description of this podcast episode, and you can find direct clickable links to all of the matches that we're going to discuss here. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply. 18 plus, gamble aware. Upcoming matches, here we go. Rennes, 13th position at home to Havre, and who are in 16th position. This kicks off on Friday, 25th of October. It's on at 7:45 here in the UK in the evening. And on footballpredictions.net, you can find your localized kickoff time, odds, TV channels, and streaming services, one of which is Bet365. You can log on there and watch it for free, the live stream with all these League One matches. Use our bonus code FP365 if you're going to join them from scratch. Tell me about these two sides. Not much winning going on between them.
Not much winning, but let's start with last week and how Rennes got on at Brest, because that ended 1-1. And what did football predictions say? We said 1-1. So nice correct score to start off this podcast on. But yeah, apart from that, there's not been much to celebrate for these two teams of late. Rennes is in a slightly better position at the moment in League One in France. However, the wins that they were having were, well, the wins that they have had come at home. It has to be said, they started off the season with a 3-0 home win against Lyon, and then a 3-0 home win against Montpellier before they drew with Lyon 1-0. And then the most recent home game, which we also called goals market because we said both teams to score against Monaco, and they lost that game 2-1. That's been the only defeat, and any team can probably be forgiven to lose to Monaco this season. Monaco so far unbeaten and have been doing really well. So yeah, Rennes at home, to be honest, they have actually had a fairly decent start. However, they've got no wins in four games now, so they will surely be looking to turn that around. It has to be said that the two defeats that they've had in between here has been at like we said, Monaco at home and PSG away. Again, we call that game because we said PSG were going to beat Rennes 3-0. It ended 3-1. On the other side, Havre, they were probably pretty happy with the start to the season. Not the very start. That was a 4-1 home defeat to PSG. But they then went to Saint-Etienne and beat them 2-0 and then 3-1 at home against Auxerre. However, just one goal in five and five straight defeats for Havre. But listen to this, football predictions, we've called every single of those outcomes. So the last five defeats for Havre we have called, and the most recent one was their home game against Lyon, where we said Lyon was going to win 2-0. They won 4-0 in that game. And then the most recent away game ended in a 2-0 defeat at Brest. We said 2-1 Monaco. We said 2-1 Monaco, it ended 3-1. And then finally at Toulouse, we said that Havre was going to lose 2-0. And what happened? They lost 2-0 in that game. So yeah, I think overall pretty solid predictions in terms of the outcomes here. And I think we also have a very good idea of where this match could be heading.
We do. We think Rennes are going to be too strong. And we think basically they're going to win by a couple of goals. So we don't even think that they'll concede. So we're going for under 2.5 goals, and you can get odds on that of 1.91 at the moment. For a full-time result prediction, though, we've got Rennes to win. Odds on that are 1.53, so they're quite heavily favoured already in the betting markets. And for a correct score of 2-0, which is what we've predicted, you can get odds of 7 or 6 to 1. Our poll on the site, which you can vote in, all of you guys out there, 58% of you think Rennes. And Havre have got 33% of the vote at the moment, with the rest going for a draw. So Yeah, I mean, it's kind of tight there in the betting markets. But actually, if you did put any money on Avra, you get seven, odds of seven for them. So they're quite out there in terms of the betting. And a draw can get at 4.1. So all signs really pointing to a home win in this game. Next, we have got, in the next featured match, Angers, who take on Saint-Étienne. Angers 17th, Saint-Étienne 14th. It's on Saturday, 26th of October, 4 p.m. UK time kickoff. So visit us on footballpredictions.net for your local kickoff time, betting odds and broadcast streaming channels tailored to your location. And one of these, if you're outside of France, is Bet365, of course. Stream it live for free, subscription free, and use our bonus code FP365. Now, Angers have had, let's just say, lots of draws.
Yeah, lots of 1-1 draws as well, because every single draw that Angers has had has ended 1-1, and they've had four draws now out of the last five matches, and that one in between that didn't end a draw was a 3-1 home defeat to Rennes. Now, for Angers, they still haven't won this season, played 8 games so far, no wins, they're second from bottom in the league, and they've scored just 6 goals. So yeah, it's by no means a great start. However, they have at least turned the defeats into draws. The big question is, when is that elusive first win going to happen for Angers? Could it be against Saint-Étienne? Because Saint-Étienne has actually got a very leaky defense. They have conceded the second most goals, and they've scored the least goals together with Angers in League One this season. They're sitting 14th. Just 2 spots and 3 points ahead of Angers in League One. Most recently, Saint-Étienne lost at home to Lens. We said that they were going to lose that game, so we had that one correct. We also said both teams to score in the previous game against Auxerre. It ended 3-1. And prior to that, both teams to score at Nantes. That was the most recent away game. That ended 2-2. And let's not forget that before that, well, Saint-Étienne would want to forget this, but 8-0 defeat at Nice. Wow, that's a big one. We only said 2-0, but at the end of the day, we called the scoreline and know both teams to score in that one. Now, what's quite interesting here is, like we said, no wins for Angers all season, but we eye an opportunity for them to maybe get one here.
Yeah, well, they're at home. They've got an opportunity to get one on the board. But, you know, looking at we said about the number of draws that we were talking about before, they're all 1-1s as well. So, our tip for this one is actually both teams to score. So odds on that you can get at 1.8. That seems to be the trend that we need to follow. But, yeah, if you like an Angers win, we have predicted it, and you can get odds there of 2.5. Not bad. So they can break their duck in style and get you some winnings, hopefully. Regarding the scoreline, we don't think it'll be massive, but we're going for a 1-goal margin. We've gone for 2-1 to the home side, and you can get odds for a 2-1 win of 10 at the moment. So quite good. In terms of our poll, you're voting for Angers as well to win, 55% of you, and only 9% for Saint-Étienne. So, yeah, the rest a draw. So the odds are fairly tight on this. It could be a draw. But if it was a draw and both teams scored, then, you know, our first option would be fairly safe. So let us see how it pans out. Next, we have Rennes, who are 6th in the table. Rennes. And they take on Brest, 11th in the table. It's on a Saturday, 26th of October, 6 p.m. I don't know why I'm laughing. Visit footballpredictions.net to view the kickoff time, betting odds and broadcast streaming channels tailored to your location. You can watch it live streamed on Bet365. Do use our bonus code FP365. And Rennes had a bit of a slip up against Auxerre in their last game. But we didn't predict them to win. But yeah, let's hear from your thoughts on that, Moose.
Yeah, so Rennes actually done really well in League One this season. Before Auxerre, they had 2 draws and that just 1 defeat, which was at the very beginning of the season at home to Lille. They're sitting currently sixth in League One. So they'll probably be quite fairly happy with that start to the season that they've made. And when we look at the last game at home, that was against Montpellier, that ended. We predicted Rennes to win that game, and we also set both teams to score, and it ended 4-2 to Rennes. Actually, we should probably mention that the previous home game to that, they drew PSG 1-1 at home. So they definitely got some quality in that side. Yeah, there was that surprise defeat at Auxerre last week, but they've proven with some of these results that they're definitely going to be a very hard team to beat this season, and they will probably go on and possibly do quite well too. Now for Brest, they've had three home games in a row. Most recent was midweek in the Champions League, where we had both teams to score in the game against Bayer Leverkusen. Also, Brest in general, like when we speak about the Champions League, they've actually done really well. This is obviously the first season ever in the Champions League. This tiny team from France, they beat Salzburg 4-0 away, and then they beat Sturm Graz 2-1 at home. So they're off to a flying start in the Champions League. However, in the French League, or at home in the French League, they've not done so well, but they have mainly due to their away form, where they have actually lost all three games so far in the season. They lost at Lens, they lost 3-1 at PSG, and they too lost at Auxerre. They lost 3-0 at Auxerre in their most recent away game. So both Rennes and Brest have played Auxerre in the most recent away game. But since that 3-0 defeat, Brest has beaten Salzburg, and then they've had the three home games. Havre, they beat 2-0. We said they were going to win that game. And then in their most recent home game in League One, they played Rennes. And that ended 1-1. And what did we say? We said 1-1. And this was another correct score that we had last weekend. So, yeah, we've done really well on the correct scores there. But, yeah, in general, this is going to be a tight game. But Brest is coming off that Champions League midweek game. Rems had a week to rest. We think that's going to play a role in how the outcome is going to be of this game.
Yeah, it's a bit like Brest are saving their best for the Champions League, isn't it? But, Yeah, they Brest haven't actually won away from home in the last three matches in the league, in League One. And Lens have not won, are undefeated in the previous three league matches at home. So although they often do slip up against Brest, it has to be said. But for this one, we are actually going for a Lens win. Odds they can get at 2.2. But our tip really here is for under 2.5 goals. Not as quite as good odds. You get odds of 2 for that prediction, under 2.5 goals. Now, in terms of a correct score, we have gone for a 1-0 home win here to Rennes, and odds there you can get at 8.5 at the moment. In terms of our poll, who will win Rennes, 60% of you think they will win. They are favourites at the moment. And Brest, 27% of people, with the other 13 liking a draw. Next, we've got Lens, fifth, who take on Lille, fourth. Should be a good game. Saturday, 26th of October, 8 p.m. kickoff in the UK. And on footballpredictions.net, you can find your localized kickoff time, odds, TV channels, predicted lineups, everything, stats, and streaming services. Of course, one of those is Bet365. You can live stream it from them, and subscription free, doesn't cost you anything. You can use our bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. Get a nice little bonus to go along with it. And yeah, I tell you what, it's interesting. These sides are quite, you know, highly placed, Lens in particular, but they're finding they're one of those draw teams, aren't they, really?
Yeah. Lens so far this season, 3 wins and 5 draws. Unbeaten, though. That's the thing, like, unbeaten. Last weekend, they played Saint-Etienne away from home, and we said they were going to break that draw cycle and win, and they won 2-0 in that game. We had the outcome correct. In the previous away game to that, or the previous game in League One on the other side of the international break, we said they were going to draw away to Strasbourg, and it ended 2-2 in a score draw there. But yeah, then 5 draws in a row for Lens. We called 2 of those draws, And won both teams to score, which was the one at Monaco. If we look at Lille, Lille's actually also been doing really well this season. They do have two defeats to them. One was a home defeat to PSG, but they then actually lost at Saint-Étienne. So one of the only defeats that Lille has this season was at Saint-Étienne, a team that Lens has just beaten 2-0 away from home. Lille lost 1-0 away from home. But when I say that Lille have done really well, they actually... they're playing well in the Champions League. They've had some great results there. They beat Real Madrid 1-0 at home.
Yeah.
And then midweek this week, they traveled to Atletico Madrid and beat them 3-1. So that was a great win. We had both teams to score in that game. We had under 2.5 goals in Lille's most recent away game in League One. And guess what? It ended 0-0 at Monaco. At home, they beat Toulouse before Monaco. They beat Toulouse at home. We had that one down. And we also had Lille to beat Havre away from home. So, yeah, some really solid predictions on both teams here. But no doubt this is going to be a very tight game. Lens extremely hard to beat, unbeaten this season. Lille coming off the back of that really amazing win in Atletico. We think they might struggle here.
Yeah, Lens are undefeated in the last 7 league matches at home. And Lille haven't beaten Lens in away games in the last 3 games. So, but, you know, it's going to be close, we think, this one. We're looking here at a very narrow Lens win, we think. Odds that you can get of 2.3. But what we do like here is both teams to score as a prediction, as a tip for you. 1.75, not quite as good odds, but 1.75 odds, because it could really go either way. So, but we think they'll score. So both teams to score is what we fancy here. In terms of a correct score prediction, we've gone for a 2-1 home win. Odds there you can get at 9.5, so very high. In terms of the draw market, as in if you want to go for a draw, you can get 3.4 on a draw. So that's also a good possibility because Lille is not that far away in the betting from Lens at 3.1. So, yeah. Home win 2.3, draw 3.4, and away win 3.1. There's not much in it, really, is there? So yeah, that's why we like our both teams to score for this one. In terms of our poll on the site, go to our website and have a look, take part in it. Lens, 52% of you are voting for Lens, 24 for Lille, less than I thought, but a lot, 24 other percent of people are voting for a draw. Now to our summary games. Next, we've got Lyon, 7th, playing Auxerre in 12th. This kicks off on Sunday the 27th, 2 p.m. UK time kickoff. And at one, you can live stream on Bet365, of course. Use our bonus code FP365. FP stands for football predictions, if you hadn't guessed already. And here we're going for an over 2.5 goals game. We think it'll be a home win. We think Lyon will get the win here and the 3 points, and we think they'll score 3 goals. We've gone for 3-0 to Lyon.
Yeah, moving on to Nice in 8th, who takes on Monaco in 2nd. This game also kicks off Sunday, 27th of October, 4 o'clock UK time. Another game you can live stream free and live on Bet365 using our bonus code FP365. Now for this game, we are going with a narrow away win. So a Monaco win, under 2.5 goals, correct score of 1-0 Monaco.
Yeah, following that, we have Montpellier, who are 18th. Taking on Toulouse, who are 15th. Not much separating the two. It kicks off on Sunday, the 27th of October, at 4 p.m. UK time. You can live stream this one as well on Bet365. Do use our bonus code FP365. And for this one, we're also predicting an under 2.5 goals game. And we're actually going for an away win to Toulouse. We think it'll be 1-0 to Toulouse, an away win. See how that one goes.
Yeah, next up is Strasbourg in 10th. Taking on Nantes in 9th. This is also a Sunday, 27th of October kickoff, 4 o'clock. Bet365 live streaming using that bonus code FP365. And we've gone with a Strasbourg win under 2.5 goals, under goals, and a 2-0 correct score prediction for Strasbourg.
And of course, saving the best to last in League One, it's Marseille, who are 3rd, taking on PSG, who are top. It kicks off on Sunday, the 27th of October, 7:45 in the evening, be a good one to watch. And you can watch it on Bet365 too. Watch it live streamed for free and use our bonus code FP365 if you haven't done already. It should be a cracker. We think it's actually going to be both teams to score is our tip. In terms of the score line, we think it'll be an away win. We think PSG will carry on in their winning ways in League One after that good win against Strasbourg. And we think the correct score is going to be Marseille 1, PSG 3. Now, if you're going to watch any of these matches on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply, 18+, gamble aware, and make use of that bonus code FP365 if you're a new customer.
Yes, and in the description area of this podcast, you'll find links to all the matches we've just covered, or just go directly to the footballpredictions.net website. That's where you can find the online sources to see the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, our predictions for different betting markets, team news, plus the best offers and odds.
You might also know that we produce these football podcasts for a number of competitions, as well as this one, and you can hear them all at podcast.footballpredictions.net, or of course, Spotify, Apple, Deezer, all the places where you get your podcast from, including YouTube. Well, that's it. Thanks for joining us. And for now, it is...
Au revoir.
Au revoir.